I welcome you today. Believe it or not, we're already at week 8 of our 40-week journey through the Bible, from the first book of the Bible to the last book of the Bible, and I'm so glad you've joined again today. Sometimes I've been asked the question, and I've wondered myself, does God actually harden people's hearts and then turn around and judge them for having hard hearts? And the reason we ask this question is because as we find Israel right after what the Passover event commemorates, where judgment had passed over Israel, who had the blood on the doorposts of their homes, the blood of the sacrificed lamb, and judgment came to the firstborn of the Egyptians. It's that miracle, it's that act of judgment that finally causes Pharaoh to say, you can be released. Israel had been in Egypt for 420 years, many of those years as slaves. Moses has been going saying, let my people go. Pharaoh at times says yes, but he keeps changing his mind and saying no. Finally, this final plague comes. And we're going to be told that God actually hardens Pharaoh's heart. So they are on their way out of Egypt. Verse 1 of chapter 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and camp near Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea directly opposite Baal-Zephon. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around in the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. Now the Israelites primarily lived in Goshen, which was in northern part of Egypt. And there was the way out would normally have been a Philistine highway that would have taken them northeast and then out of the area of Egypt. But here, God is directing them to go southeast instead, because it would make it look to Pharaoh like they were lost. And if they were lost, that means they were vulnerable. And this would be Pharaoh's opportunity to go after Israel and keep them from escaping slavery. And so verse 4, God explains what he's doing with that unique road map that he sends Moses and the people of Israel on. He said, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. So this is where that question comes from. I'll harden Pharaoh's heart. And he's going to pursue them because he thinks they're lost and they're confused and they're vulnerable now. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. Of course, this is what Paul unpacks for us in Romans chapter 9, how to display God's glory, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. As troubling as it may seem. So in Exodus 14, verse 8, the story goes on, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who are marching out boldly. And the Egyptians, all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea. That would be right beside the Red Sea. So now Israel's trapped. The Red Sea on one side and Pharaoh's armies on the other side. So the question is, it looks like God does harden people's hearts. But there's more to the story to that. What's God really doing? First of all, God only hardens people's hearts that have already first hardened themselves against God's will. I mean, if you have an open heart, if you have a surrendered heart to God, God's not going to come and harden your heart and then judge you and throw you to hell. God only hardens the hearts of those who have first hardened their own hearts towards the Lord. Hardening is really God's judgment against those who are already opposed to his will. In fact, in Jewish theology, the idea of Pharaoh was more than a name or a title. It stood for the powers of this age. And if you give yourself to the powers of this age, and you say no to God, and you give yourself to the demonic powers of this age, and live in rebellion against God's will, you're hardening your heart against God. And sometimes God allows and even makes hard hearts get harder for the purposes of his own glory. But he doesn't harden anybody's hearts who has not first hardened their own heart. And so we're going to pray a surrender prayer today as we come and begin this week. And would you join with me? Father, thank you for your work in our heart. We realize that it's at the heart level you want to work. It's not just externals. It's not just religious activity, but it's at the heart. And would you just take our hearts and expose them? Would you cleanse us from any hardness of heart? We repent. We pray your Spirit will come into our lives. Lord, if there are places we're just digging in our heels and resisting your will and disobeying you and living for the powers of this age, my God, we pray that you will come. And we don't understand your ways with people's hearts. There's people we know. They seem to be getting harder and harder. We don't understand. But Lord, we thank you that you are always creating a stage upon which you will reveal yourself afresh and your glory will be seen. So do that even in the peoples whose hearts are hard around us. We pray that you still have mercy on them while there's a chance. And have mercy on us, we pray. And thank you for being the amazing God you are. In Jesus' name, amen.